Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me all by myself live and here on Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are usually here with Ole Cantos and Nick Cantos, and they are doing our radio show, but I don't know where they are today. Nick might be, well, Nick is a college student who might be traveling home, and Ole might be picking up. I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to run a replay for those people that are listening in live, and if Ole comes in, which sometimes he does a little bit late, I will stop the replay and we'll get started live. But other than that, I think we're going to run our little replay now, and if Ole shows up, we'll interrupt it, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening in. You can always catch his stuff on buildingfortunesradio.com/Ole. And for those people that might be listening in that celebrate Passover or Easter, happy holiday. Bye for now.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Friday, it's 5 p.m. It's a nice day outside over here in Florida. It might be nice wherever you are. And if you're listening in to us on the archived audios, we are here with Nick Cantos on the Ole Cantos and Nick Cantos radio show. So I met Ole Cantos several years ago when he called me up and he was looking to build a business, and we started speaking, and I found out a little bit about him, and I said, you know, you'd be a perfect candidate because you're a good guy to be on our Building Fortunes radio show. He is, meaning Ole, O-L-L-I-E is how you pronounce Ole, by the way, or how you spell Ole, by the way. So Ole explained to me that he was an attorney over in Washington, D.C., and that he's also blind. And he does a lot of work with a lot of people with, and the previous work that he's done with people with intellectual disabilities, people with, I'm going to say physical disabilities, people with low income, a whole bunch of just, he's just a really great guy. And as a result of that, we also have him working with his three sons, Nick, Leo, and Steven, and Nick's the older one, and we've been kind of tracking and documenting their lives through high school, and now we're into the first year of college, so it's kind of cool that we get a chance to document some of their experiences as they're going through their school. And Ole's not here right now because he's over in Washington, D.C., probably doing something important. And Nick is here as a college student in his second semester, just getting back from spring break, and hitting this, you know, hitting it for the final of the second semester, so he'll be able to finish up his first full year and be able to gain some really wonderful experiences happening in his first full year. In addition to all of that, Nick is also building a home-based business, and his home-based business is growing as he is at school. So we want to hear a little bit about that as well. So, Nick, thanks, and back over to you.
Thank you very much for having me here. It's great to be here. I'm on spring break right now. I'm actually in Virginia right now, in Northern Virginia, visiting my folks and stuff, my people. And it's a lot of fun. So, you know, I've been enjoying that. College is a lot of fun. I'm a business major, and it's my second semester of my first year. So.
Perfect. So there's been some stuff going on relative to the news, so I don't know where you want to go with this radio show, Nick. You can talk either about your business growing, even when you're kind of preoccupied with school, or if you want to talk about what's going on with the college entrance exam scandal or anything else, the floor is yours.
Well, about my personal business, is it is growing. And I'm it is very lucky.
Hold on 1 second, Oli. Thanks for being here. I was I announced that you were running a little bit late, so we were going to start a replay, but we would interfere if you showed up, and you did. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
Happy Easter, happy Good Friday, happy whatever else it might be.
Thank you so much, and happy Good Friday to you, and happy. It's a good time of year for a lot of folks, including those who are of the Jewish
Trump.
Faith.
Yeah, or Donald Trump.
I can't comment about any of that.
For those people that are wondering, Oli is working at he's an attorney for our fine federal government, so he has to kind of bite his lip. So for all those people, we won't be talking about that today. We can talk about anything else. So I was we are here. There's a lot of people off for spring break. There's a lot of people celebrating some holidays. It's a sad day for Catholics, I suppose, or whatever, with the thing that happened with Notre Dame, which is really kind of sad. But we could talk about that if you want, or whatever else you want to talk about, or home-based businesses. So thanks for being here, Mr. Oli Cantos.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really, really appreciate it. It's really a wonderful time of year because of the opportunity that all of us have, just from a religious context, depending, you know, there are people of different faiths, and for our family, we love Easter, and it's just a good time to remember the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. That's for our particular family. For the sake of the folks who are on the radio show, the thing that not only just now, but any particular day of the week, it's just important for us to recognize how we each have the ongoing opportunity to really make the most of every single day. And that necessarily for us, it necessarily entails always finding new people to spend time with, and finding people to build up. Because especially when it comes to building people up, it's something that has to be a commitment that we each have to other people. It can't be for anything other than for the pleasure and excitement of building them up. It can't be for the purpose of trying to generate a sale or to try to sponsor people into business. It actually has to be for just the value in and of itself of really adding value to people's lives. That's really, really important. And people might wonder, how is it that that's even important in the context of business and building our respective businesses? Why do we have to focus on this topic? And the answer of why we had to do it is because this industry is a people industry. It's an industry that's based on close, solid, and personal relationships. And if people ever think that they are being played by people just saying nice things to them just to get them to be sponsored or just to get them to buy stuff, that's a violation of personal integrity and ethics, because then that means that none of that is real. It's a bunch of fake, and people are just basically being nothing more than glorified snake oil salesmen selling them stuff and selling them some opportunity or some product they really don't necessarily need, and pretending to build people up because you just want to get something out of them. That is absolutely the wrong, sleazy way to do it, and it's not appropriate, at least in my book and in the book of people that we're all close to. But when instead we make sure to build people up by looking at the things that they need and finding a way to help them, then that's actually what paves the way dramatically to making life better. Because especially when we think about people's lives, everybody has moments of struggle and moments of triumph, and everybody needs a friend, no matter what position they're in, no matter how good or bad their day is going. Especially when things are rough, they need a friend. And so that's why we, as a part of this industry, as a fun byproduct of building people up, when we make it a point just to build people, to build everybody up that we can, then it really has a dramatic effect on the world as we work on building our businesses. Who's to say that we can't build a business while building the world up at the same time? The two things are not mutually exclusive. They're not. Instead, they actually are very complementary to one another. Imagine in building this world up, namely by making sure to be there or be here for folks, we are building up this industry, this business, but our respective businesses. But that includes if we build people up who don't ever buy a thing from us, or if we build them up and they never get sponsored by us. People would say, well, why would you waste your time doing all this building when they don't do anything for you? And our answer as a family, and I believe our many of the answer for many of us, is that when we build people up for its own sake, that in itself is its own reward. If we end up sponsoring people as the result, or if people buy products as a result, then hey, all that's a fun, incredible bonus. But it doesn't just have to be that way. Instead, it's really a matter of the commitment that we have to adding value. We add value through the products that we have, through the services that we have, but also through the people that we are, or the people who we are. And when people see that we are of the caliber of individual that helps people for its own sake, then the rest follows. Eventually people will buy from us, or maybe they'll never buy from us, but whatever, whether they buy from us or they end up becoming our downline or whatever, it doesn't ultimately matter. But what does matter is what it does for us. When we make it a practice of building people up, changes us. It gets us to focus on the positive things, because as a matter of course, we end up finding the positive things in everybody. And as we do that, and as we focus on the positive, we invariably attract to us more positive people that we can also potentially prospect, and that who we can potentially help. And that's just really the way that the dynamic works. It always has to be a matter of positive perspective. It's that whole thing, like, you may not have noticed when's the last time you spotted a brown car or whatever, but let's say that somebody says, hey, for every brown car you spot, we'll reward you financially or whatever. And suddenly you darn well bet you will look for every brown car and you'll spot every brown car because you're focused on that. But by contrast, if that isn't your focus, it just goes right past you. So that's why it's important for all of us to make sure to spot opportunities to build people up. And when we are positive about that, when our goal every day is to look for the attributes that we appreciate about people and then to appreciate and praise them for it, then it becomes a matter of course for us to look for the good in people. Then, because of our commitment to being on the lookout for the good in people, we end up treating them differently. And as we treat them differently, they feel even more positive toward us because of how positively we think of them, which affects our countenance and how
how we are thought of by people around us, both in this industry and outside of it. And it's actually more important that people see members of our industry conducting ourselves in this way, because as we conduct ourselves in this way, which is a more enlightened and higher meaning way, then we end up crediting this industry, because they'll say, wow, I may or may not ever do business with them or whatever, but at a very minimum, wow, what respect I have for the kind of positivity it has in their lives. That is great. And then for other people, they'd say, wow, that person is so positive. Whatever they're involved with, I want in. I want to be involved with that. Because if people are attracted who are like that, then I want to be a part of that. I want to be able to learn how to see the good in people and how to really make the most of things. Then that's the incredible way of how things work. And that's why that's all really so critically important, because as we do all of this, it actually does help dramatically. It helps us to enhance our own countenance. It helps us to stay focused on the positive, and it also helps us to see value in opportunities that we otherwise wouldn't have directly, because if we're not in the right frame of mind, the specific opportunities for us around us will go right past us. Those opportunities will either pass us or we will pass them. But if we're not in the right frame of mind, or we don't see the world in a particular way, then we're not going to see the things that are right in front of us that could actually potentially really transform our lives for the better, whether that be the next positive prospect, whether it be the next customer, or whether it be just somebody who used to hate this industry, but who then ends up meeting us, and then they say, hey, you know, maybe those people in the network marketing industry, maybe they're not so bad after all. Because, wow, that person really built me up, and they weren't necessarily selling me anything. They're just really, really nice people. And that's just what's incredible about it, Peter. And people need to recognize that this needs to be the way. There are lots of ways to build this business, this industry. But the way to do it, to me, the right way, the best way, is always to be on the lookout for doing whatever we can for people. That's really important. And people would say, Oli, why are you spending 16 minutes talking about that? Well, the biggest thing is when we focus on the very thing I just told you, it changes us. It changes us individually. It makes us better. And the better we become, the more we attract to us people who are like us. The more people who we attract to us that are like us, the better our chances of prospecting quality customers and quality downline. The more we teach them to do the same thing as we do ourselves, the more we optimize that impact. And that is what's really, really incredible, Peter. And I think we should go to a commercial break. But after that, I wanted to talk about something related specifically to this and build on what we just talked about.
Perfect. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Peter Mingles here with Oli Kantos, and Oli's going to give us a little bit more. So, Oli, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And building on this, the thing that I also wanted to move toward is how do you find the people to prospect in the first place? People would say, well, hey, you know, I'm losing my warm market. But the thing is that when it comes to the people around us, there are people we meet constantly, and the way that we feed into prospecting them is simply by sharing about our lives. When they say, well, you know, hey, how are things going? Say, oh, my gosh, things are great. You know, I'm really excited about life. You know, my family's doing well, and I love things going well with business. And then they say, well, what kind of business are you involved with? Then we talk about, oh, my gosh, well, the way we operate, we have thousands of products and services, and we just really have a blast with all that. So tell me more about you, you know, and then you move back into that again. And then as you listen, as they tell you about whatever industry they're in, you think about your potential to help support them by matching them up with a business contact that you know or whatever. But you lead in by giving value to them first. You do that first. And then when you, as you do that, then it's just amazing, because then they say, wow, you know, this person is going to help me. And when you say you're gonna do stuff, you make sure to have them, you make sure to follow through with what exactly you said you're going to do. So let's say, for example, you end up saying, oh, I know somebody else in your industry who I can link you up with. Maybe I can link you up. Then immediately, within the next hour, if possible, go and get their information and then send them an invitation on LinkedIn. Say, hey, you know, I wanted to introduce you guys. He's in this industry. I just met him. I just thought, in light of you guys having similar goals, I wanted to link you up. I hope that this helps. Thanks. That's it. So as long as you lead by adding value, they're going to remember that. And then later, as they say, well, so tell me more about the businesses you're involved with. And basically what we like to say is we're basically a business that provides people with goods and services that they need at a valued price. And we basically do that. We make our money by people who buy these products at a great price, or by through people wanting to do the same for other people. That's basically it. And then they're like, oh, you know, and then sometimes they say, oh, is it? Then they name whatever the company they think it is. And we, depending on what they're asking, we say, yeah, it's that. And it's amazing. We have a lot of fun with it. Or they might say, oh, no, that's not what it is, etc. But it just sort of depends. But again, this is a little bit different than just simply just trying to say, oh, yeah, you're the prospect, you know, like, you know, and salivating like some kind of dog and saying, like, oh, yeah, another one. You know, I mean, we can't treat people like ends to a means to an end. We have to treat them as ends in and of themselves. And we have to think that way. We can't do this. We can't pretend to care about people to try to get them to be sponsored or to buy stuff from us, but then only care about them if they do business with us. And by the way, if people don't do business with us, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily negative. It just not. It may not be for them. A lot of the time people would say, well, if people say no to your products, they're stealing your dreams. Like, really? They say no to a product that you offer, they're stealing your dreams? Well, man, that's not a really good way. I mean, imagine if you think of the whole world that way, then you get angry at the people who say no to you, then it ruins your relationships with people. But what if you just think about it in other terms of saying, hey, you know, this business isn't for everybody. The majority of people are going to say no, and to them, we still care about them. We still say, God bless you. And beyond that, we still want to be of support. Period. Whether you're in this industry or not, whether you will ever be in our industry or not. Then when we do that, first of all, that's rare. It's more rare than we would like. But then the other thing is it also shows leadership. Because if one person says, and it's posturing, if one person says no to us and there are millions of other people to talk to, it doesn't faze us. We're like, yeah, that's okay. Like we said, most people or many people say no, so that's okay. If people say no, it doesn't mean like, well, I was friends with you all this time and all I'm doing is I'm asking you for this and you're not even wanting to support me, then that means that you don't really care about me. What kind of a friend are you? You see how that negative way of thinking can just ruin every relationship that you have with people. The fact is that we all have family and friends, the vast majority of whom will never be a part of our respective businesses. Does that mean that they love us any less? No. Does it mean that they necessarily want to steal our dreams? No. Does it mean that we need to have any animosity or hostility to them because they don't do what we're doing? No. And all we had to do is think about the times that we said no before we said yes. What about that? What about the times that we said no before we said yes? Did it necessarily, we put the question back on ourselves, does it necessarily mean that we were trying to steal someone else's dream when we said no? No. Does it mean that we necessarily despise the person or whatever? No. So in the same way that when we said no in the past, it doesn't mean those things. When people say no to us now, it doesn't mean that we should think less of them. And even for that matter, if they say negative things about this industry, or they say, well, you know what, it's part of a scam. You know, I've heard of this before. You know, I mean, when they're saying that, they're not necessarily speaking about you. They're speaking about their experiences of what they've had with somebody else, or they might be talking about what they've heard from what people have said. It doesn't necessarily mean they're negative. They just don't have the facts in front of them. But when you don't take personally their absence of knowledge, then it's not a big deal. They're like, you know, because then we could say, yeah, I know what you mean about the whole scam thing. I used to think that too, actually. I used to think that this whole thing was just a big mess. I don't anymore, but I see where you're coming from, though. Because if you just do it in an even-handed way and you really mean it, you're not really angry. It's not like you're angry inside and you're just seething and you really want to say something, but then you're only saying that just to look like you want to save face, but you really feel like that. You feel like, yeah, it's not really a big deal. I know, I get it. You know, but the other part you could say is, look, you know, you've known me for X number of years. Do you think that I would ever want to bring people into some kind of scam? But besides that, If you want to do it, great. I'd love to share further information. If you don't, then don't. We don't have to just chase people down out of desperation because there are always more people. And the fact is that into our industry, the number of people who come in on any given day is lower than the number of people who are born on the earth every day. So over time, our market penetration actually decreases. And so people say, well, you get – It's a pyramid, so you get people, then they get people, then they get people, then eventually you run out of people. Well, that's thinking about it in some perfect scenario where two people sponsor two people who sponsor two people, etc., or whatever the number is. But that's not how the world works. A lot of people say no. A lot of people, they're not ready for it, etc. But again, all of this is a matter of mindset. All of it is a matter of mindset. The business that we're getting right now and that leg of our business is coming from people who precisely said, no, not my thing. I don't think I can do it. They're crushing it now. They're the very same people who said they couldn't do it up to, like, for the past 8 years. They're like, no, I can't do it. It's not my thing. I'm not into selling stuff. You know, I mean, I'll throw in whatever the thing is, those very same people, because it's the right time now, they're killing it. They're approaching people. They're getting things done. Their volume is going up, and it's more effortless to them than it was to me when I started. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're getting all of these positive results. I didn't get this kind of positive result when I started. Holy cats! And then they're like, wow, you mean this is high volume? I'm like, heck yeah. You're doing all of this. We didn't do that at the beginning, and you're doing all this, you know. So, again, it's always a matter of timing. But the reason why we were the first ones that they came back to, the reason why all of that happened is precisely because earlier, like I talked about earlier, I built them up anyway. Even though they said, oh, no, I don't want to do it, it's not my thing, etc., we didn't cut off our friendship with them. We didn't think less of them. We're just like, okay, that's fine, no problem. And you know what? Now, these years later, what an amazing investment that was, that now they're ready. And once they're ready and they make the decision and they're in and they really, really are excited, there's nothing stopping them. And I'm so grateful that I learned this principle early from our upline leadership, where they said, don't mistreat people for whatever their decisions are. And I just, that's why I tell everybody this stuff within our group and outside it, whatever, across this industry, don't make it a big deal if people say no. Just love them anyway. Really love them. Don't just say, yeah, fine, love you, you know, and then never talk to them again. If you talk to them before this industry and they said no, now that you approach them, continue to talk to them afterwards. The only exceptions would be if they actively try to taunt you and bring you down, like, oh, you're still in that thing, you know. Then it's like, well, people are going to be that way. Then those aren't really good people to be around anyway, even business aside. You know, because people who really care about you would want you to be successful. They wouldn't stomp on your grave, let's say. You know, they'd want you to be, you know, and that's the thing to really keep in mind. So we have to wrap up, it looks like. But the thing that I wanted to urge all of you to do is to get involved with us. You can go to facebook.com/Olie.Cantos. You can send a text to 313131, and in the body type in my first name, Olie, O-L-L-I-E. Or you could go to Facebook and look Nick up as well. And it's really – there are just lots of ways to reach us. But if you Google us, you'll be able to find us. There are lots of ways to find us. But please find us. If you're involved with some other stuff, great. We still want to get to hear from you, because if you have products or services that we need – that we don't have in our business, and you have something to offer, we would love to buy from you as opposed to getting it from the store. We really support this industry, and we would love it if you do business with us too, and you'd get stuff from us that you don't have. So let's just keep building that community. And with that, Peter, back to you.
Excellent. Perfect. Well, thanks for being here. And for those people listening in, if you go back to buildingfortressradio.com/Olie, you'll be able to hear some of the previous radio shows that we've done. And make sure you text him, because some of them are password protected, so you'll be able to go into those as well. And Olie, I want to say thanks and happy Easter to you and the boys. And hopefully you guys are going to have some fun this weekend and all the cool things that you guys do. I always like to put labels on stuff. There's a builders, there's maintainers, and there's destroyers. And you described yourself, of course, and the people that you work with as builders. So those are the things that builders do. And the other thing that you did, as we put a label on this, is there's a term that I always use. Unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw is probably wrong. So unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw, probably wrong. And that's the approach that you use when you're talking to somebody. So if somebody says no, that might mean no, not now, for now. Or no, the situation that I'm in right now isn't conducive for me to be able to get started. Or no, you may not know all the details. I may not tell you all the details, but if you still respect them and you still kind of drip on them and you still kind of humbly stay on top and in front of them, maybe they'll come around. And I know that's what's happened with you in many situations. So I'm going to say thanks for being here, and thanks for anybody that might be listening in, and share this with your friends as well. Olie's a real great guy. If you're looking to give anybody your business, you want to give it to Olie. And he was our very first person that we ever put on the MLM.news store. So relative to stuff, when Olie says he supports people in the industry, you'll be able to find some of his information on there as well. So Olie, anything else? Last comments, and then happy Easter, and we're going to see you next week.
Well, happy Easter, happy Passover, happy everything to all of you. And thank you, Peter, for all that you do and for being a leader in this industry yourself. And thank you for all the value you add to all of us. And I, of course, urge everybody to work with you who listens to this. Really appreciate everybody. Let's just keep building this community bigger, and let's build it stronger. And let's show the world what this industry can be and must be.
Yep, perfect. So we'll see you next time. Thanks, Olie.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.